With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Secret Service is facing questions in the aftermath of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Members of both political parties, including Joe Biden and Donald Trump, are praising the fast action of Secret Service agents. But there also are serious questions being asked how a gunman could have gotten so close to the former president and fired so many shots, one of them striking Trump in the ear. House Speaker Mike Johnson and the chairman of the House Oversight Committee said there would be hearings to investigate what happened. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Former President Donald Trump is calling for unity and resilience after an attempt on his life added fresh uncertainty to a tumultuous presidential campaign. His opponent, President Biden, implored Americans to cool it down in the final stretch of the closely contested race and to resolve our differences at the ballot box. The full day after the attack, the gunman's motive is still a mystery, and investigators say they believe he acted alone. Biden ordered an independent security review of the shooting, which left one bystander dead and two others critically wounded. The FBI was investigating the shooting as a potential act of domestic terrorism. Trump arrived Sunday evening in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, which begins later today. Also at SRNNews.com, Hamas says Gaza ceasefire talks continue, and the group's military commander is in good health the day after the Israeli military targeted Mohammed Daif with a massive airstrike that local health officials say killed at least 90 people, including children. Daif's condition remains unclear after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday night there still is an absolute certainty he was killed. Hamas representatives gives no feedback to their assertion about the health of chief architect of the October 7 attack that sparked the war. Israel's military says the strike killed another Hamas commander. This is SRN News. A new look at church switching, SRN's Bill Alexander reports.
According to Lifeway Research, a lot of Americans leave the church they've been attending for another one at some point in their life, and the reason is actually pretty mundane. Lifeway's latest poll finds most switchers who changed churches as adults did so because of a residential move, not driven by an issue with their former church. Those who are dissatisfied usually have a problem with the pastor. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Kansas Supreme Court has reaffirmed its stance that the state constitution protects abortion. The court has struck down a ban on common second trimester procedure and state laws regulating abortion clinics. The Kansas court declared access to abortion a fundamental right back in 2019. Voters also rejected a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would have explicitly reversed the court's ruling. Kansas has become an abortion destination in the Midwest as surrounding states enact pro-life laws. This is SRN News. Target says it will no longer accept personal checks from shoppers. As of today,
the Minneapolis-based discounter confirmed the move, citing extremely low volumes of customers who still write checks. It's another sign of how a once ubiquitous payment method is going the way of outmoded objects like floppy disks and the Rolodex. Target's decision leaves Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's among the retailers that still accept personal checks at their stores.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. It is summertime, and sales events have become a personal seasonal revenue driver for the retail industry since Amazon launched its first Prime Day in 2015. But personal finance experts say shoppers should be careful not to fall for potentially misleading marketing or give into impulse buys. Amazon is holding its 10th Prime Day event Tuesday and Wednesday. More details online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.